Não, just Himshleisha. The Mafsidim of the Midah and the Marchikeha are three. The first one is that we are busy with this world. Hasheni is we make fun of important things. Hashlishi, we have bad friends. Let's talk about the first one. We're very busy. When we are very busy with this world, our machshavas are tied up in the straps of the masa asher lehem, the efshar lohem los is leiv el hamaisa, and we can't pay attention to what we're doing. You need to work. You don't have to work too much. That takes over your avodas Hashem. A little interesting way of putting it, because I think we understand the idea of the kviya itim Torah as like, okay, just make sure you're off kviyas. So how did that address his issue? I'm still very busy. I think what he's trying to say is, the kviya itim Torah doesn't mean just make sure your time is kavua versus arei. It means it should be your primary thing. So everything else is working around it. So if your times, this is my times that I'm here, and everything else, I work around it. So it's very hard to get caught up. You can't really get caught up in the hustle bustle because you're, by definition, tied down to what you're tied down to. And the ikar, what you're tied down to, is the Avodas Hashem. So memela, we shouldn't use these things as distractions from what we have to be busy with. This is the most important thing for Zihirus, which is Zihirus. And without it, it's impossible. So this he adds on. Torah maybe Zihirus could be, it's like a segula. If you do Torah will help you get to Zihirus. He adds over here, you can't even do it without it. And he's saying a new pshat now. Because if you're not going to be busy with Torah, Adam Lo'omo Yulad. We don't know what's the amal that you have. You're gonna, but a person's gonna have to be busy in this world. No one sits there doing nothing. And if you're not gonna put your koyches into ruach, it's gonna end up being wasted on gashmis. The Chazal v'lo means the amkus of v'lo means is that because the amaretz is lacking Torah, he's lacking Torah, so he can never get to the zeros. As we say now. Why is an Amaretz called an Amaretz? He doesn't know Torah, so he should be called a simpleton, a tam. He should be called a not a tam, a chacham, or a boor. What's this Amaretz thing? So it's very simple. It's because a person's made up of a guf and a neshama. And what type of person are you? If you're a neshamadika person, so you're an elevated person, so then your decisions in life are made based on your neshama. If you're a gufdika person, so then your decisions in life are based on your guf. Man. So the more neshama-dika person is, the more raised up they are, the more connected to Shemayim, the more their guf-dika dictates the decision-making process, so more they're related to the Aretz. So a non-Talmid Chacham is somebody who does not involve himself in Torah. If you're not involved in Torah, then your neshama has no say in what you do, because you're not in touch with your neshama, you can say the whole time. If you're not in touch with your neshama, a karchacha, your guf is dictating, and therefore you are related and connected to the aretz. And really, you are the am haaretz. You are those that are connected to the land. B'zeh ki aboyer yisbarach shmoi shabara yitzhara ba'adam hu shabara atera tavlin loy kmo shamuzal barasi yitzhara barasi lotera tavlin. And mimela, he ain't posh to chain a boy really borrow the makazu, the refuah zoo, he after Bashum Panim, Shay Rapa, the Mazuza Maka built these as a refuah, Mishashi will not Zula Saina Latoya, Vira Tausa Vasai, because she almost Bechate. Very strong language. You think you could do without Torah, I'll prove it to you when you die without Torah, and you didn't fix a single one of your midas. So, that'll be pretty solid proof. Now,
for the people though that have, like, I think like the I've done like the Buddhist monks or like these certain whatever that mamish, it's not real.
What do I
You know
do?
that day that the Mascabra on their big Mishabra, their meat days, the Mascabra on their meat days,
I
like
don't need this, I'm saying.
what are we talking about?
What do they do? Do they close themselves up off of the world?
And he's saying there are
No,
people who
people
don't
that
have Torah
work on themselves,
that
they work
are
on them,
genuinely
they be
good people.
kind.
But they have it without Torah. I mean, if the more broad question is if Hashem created all the guy and billions of people, whatever
There's,
context
I
it
think
is,
there
we don't
was,
have it
that's
through
not my
Torah.
spirit. I'm saying there's.
It doesn't mean he's a spiritual person.
Right, so what do you mean? That's
Doesn't
the
mean he's
test.
connected
What are
to
we
any.
talking about?
It
Well,
doesn't mean he's
no, what's he going to
connected.
prove? If you think you could do it without Torah, I'll prove to you when you're dead. What if you think you could do what? What's he going to use?
Improve from your chatoim. Now, let me say your character also cannot become refined without Torah. Means you find nice people, quote unquote,
Yeah.
but they're not going to have a refined character. You don't know, they're not really, really going to have a refined character. They're going to do things which are socially acceptable in the class that they're in. Everyone's in a social class, and things are acceptable in that social class,
No,
right?
I'm not saying that
There's
I'm
no
a good
difference.
guy.
What
I'm
did I
just
say?
saying,
But
right?
there's
I'm
no
trying to think,
difference
right?
between to. Is there a difference between the guy that's so polite and oh, good morning, oh, how are you, and that he eats with a fork and knife versus his finger? It's the same idea.
No, for sure.
So
I'm not thinking about
it's a
civil
social
laws. I'm not thinking
acceptance. It's
about.
socially acceptable open behavior. People don't like rough people. People don't like people that are, cutting people off in on the street, right? There's a certain mode of being, myself. There's also an akuda here that the Mefarshim said that there's a Torah as a tavlin. I mean, the tavlin means that it brings out the best in each midah. We're not supposed to kill our drives. I never knew this, but there's a Chazal apparently. There's a Zohar that says that we know that when they killed when the when they took out the Yetzirah for a taiva,
No, probably deserve.
when they took out the Yetzirah for a taiva, so then everyone stopped having cloud or
Oh,
whatever.
right. They put him in, right.
But so that's what the Bavli says. They put
Right.
it back. So the Zohar says that they didn't take away the they took away the Yetzirah for everyone, but did not, and that took away that took away Nevuah. Right? When we lost the
Yeah,
Yetzirah
yeah, yeah.
for Avodah Zarah, we lost the Koach of Nevuah. When they were, why didn't they take away Yetzirah? So the Zohar, because
Oh,
then no one would learn Torah.
but
That's related. That's related to this. I'm not sure exactly the relationship, but that's related. That means that there's a certain drive in a person that can be catalysted, that can be anchored and directed through Torah to spirituality. And if not, it ends up being a koyach of taiva. Zushtin in the Zohar. And the raya he brings is this Torah tavlin, because tavlin means it's a spice. It means a good spice doesn't cancel out the taste of the food. It's not
Enhance.
like everything is tofu and just make it taste like something with spices. Right? Most things have actually a taste, and the point of the spice is to bring out the taste of the food. Right? So the Torah is supposed to bring out the way that you anchor your midah and your personality to ruchnius. And the mela, they couldn't take away the Yetzirah of taiva, because then people wouldn't have it, wouldn't be able to learn either. So these things are okay. We'll pick up more.
Okay.